It was in their defiant, but generally short-lived, European expatriation that our leading writers of the 20s learned to think of themselves, in the words of Gertrude Stein, as the lost generation. In no sense a movement in itself, the lost generation attitude nevertheless acted as a common denominator of the writing of the times. The war and the cynical power politics of Versailles had convinced these young men and women that spirituality was dead. They felt as stunned as John Andrews, the defeated aesthete in Dance Passoff's Three Soldiers, as rootless as Hemingway's Wandering Alcoholics in The Sun Also Rises. Besides Stein, Dos Passos and Hemingway, there were Lewis Mumford, Ezra Pound, Sherwood Anderson, Matthew Josephson, J. Harold Stearns, T.S. Eliot, E.E. Cummings, Malcolm Cowley, and many other novelists, dramatists, poets, and critics, who tried to find their souls in the Antibes and on the Left Bank, who directed sad and bitter blasts at their native land, and who, almost to a man, drifted back within a few years out of sheer homesickness to take up residence on coastal islands and in New England farmhouses, and to produce works ripened by the tempering of an older, more sophisticated society. But actually, the lost generation was never lost. It was shocked, uprooted for a time, bitter, critical, rebellious, iconoclastic, experimental. Often absurd, more often misdirected, but never lost. A decade that produced, in addition to the writers listed above, such figures as Eugene O'Neill, Edna St. Vincent Millay, F. Scott Fitzgerald, William Faulkner, Sinclair Lewis, Stephen Vincent Benet, Hart Crane, Thomas Wolfe, and innumerable others could never be written off as sterile, even by itself in a moment of self-pity. The intellectuals of the 20s, the sad young men, as F. Scott Fitzgerald called them, cursed their luck, but didn't die, escaped, but voluntarily returned, played the Babbitts, but loved their country, and in so doing gave the nation the liveliest, freshest, most stimulating writing in its literary experience. From Rhetoric and Literature by P. Joseph Canavan.